Good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful to be able to meet, so thankful to be able to hold your word in our hand. Help us to hear it from you today, not only through our body, through our ears, but into our hearts, Lord. Bless this time, because we're willing to yield to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, every week I say the same thing. We have a great psalm this week. But we do have a good psalm. Make a mark on your Bible if you don't already know this. When you get a little bit down, when you really want to spend some time alone with the Lord, go to this psalm. This psalm is an intensely, incredibly personal psalm. This is not an intercessory psalm at all. This is a supplication and a praise psalm, only between the psalmist and God. But it's something we all need. When I first read this psalm, I thought, it's kind of self-centered, isn't it? He's always talking about himself. Well, there's 35, as I count them, 35 pronouns of self in this psalm. That's pretty high. But there's 47 references to God. Now that is something that my prayers don't match up to. The 35 times I get there all right, but the 47 times I don't really. But this is so intensively personal, and it shows us how important we are to God. And often, you know, out of pride, we put ourselves down, oh, I'm not worthy. And all the time we're thinking inside, yeah, I'm really more worthy than the next guy to me, but, you know, or whatever. But he died for you. He loves you. You're so special to him. There's therefore now no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. And how much of the time do we yield to condemnation? Well, you know, I know I'm good in God's sight, but I'm such a mess. Yes, I am. But he loves me. And this is a prayer that gets into that a little bit. And it does tell us, I believe, that God is interested in what you're interested in. So if you've got a special little thing you're interested in, he's interested in that. So I thought we'd start off with this old Cares chorus from Maranatha, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I thought that kind of captured where we start this psalm at any rate. So let's sing along with that if we may.
Upon you, I lay all of my
As I was looking at this psalm, I thought of this passage just as a preamble to it a little bit in Malachi 4:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and those who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels or special treasure, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. And that term is interesting as you look it up. In it says, and the Lord listened and heard. That's the same description if you would look at a horse or a dog when they hear a sound and their ears perk up. So he doesn't have ears, but his ears perk up. Similarly, as we get into this psalm, we start out with, bow down your ear. Bow down your ear, O Lord, is the psalmist's prayer here. And you know, when you see a little kid and they bow down, they don't have to bow down very far, maybe a couple of feet. If you're 6 feet tall, the maximum you can bow down is 6 feet. But how about if you're infinitely above us in the heavens? He say, Lord, bow down and hear my prayer. Well, that's something, isn't it? Think of that. Just think of that, what that would mean to bow down if you were where he is. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me. Now, he starts out kind of self-centered here, and he's focusing on himself, but he doesn't get too far. He starts to shift his focus upon the power and the basis of God, not on the basis of himself. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. How true that is. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. And so we see a lot of personal pronouns in here, but we also see a lot of references to him. Save your servant who trusts in you. Amen? Be merciful to me, O Lord. Another great request. And now we've got the first of 9 fours in here. There's a lot of fours in this prayer, and you could put becauses in all of those. That's the reason why. I cry to you all day long. I don't know about you, but I don't do that. There are days when I might do that when I'm really in some special need, but generally I'm in and out a little bit in crying out to him. But here the psalmist is in pain, and he's fearing for his life, actually, as we'll get into. Rejoice the soul of your servant. I like that. Is your soul rejoicing in him? Does it show? How often does it show? To whom does it show to? Rejoice the soul of your servant. Again, another four. For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. And again, am I doing that? Another four. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive. Absolutely. 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 The problem is never on his side, is it? Abundant in mercy to all who call upon you. What a God we have. And he will continue on that theme here with the goodness of God and the greatness of God. Verse 6, again, a reference to the hearing. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. A supplication is praying for yourself, basically. Intercessory is praying for others. But this prayer is self. Attend to the voice of my supplication. And notice it's got a plural on it. Supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you. That's pretty much a given, isn't it? When we get in trouble, we call to him. But here he's saying, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon him, for you will answer me. Again, another four in there. God will answer us, will he not? Now he's going to start to develop the greatness of God, and I think that is so important. I think it's important from one reason alone, and that is if you recognize how great the Lord is, it's much easier for you to take things to Him and leave them with Him, as opposed to taking it back yourself. I'll pray and then, oh Lord, help me, 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 help me. I go on about, you know, an hour saying that. And then as soon as the prayer is done, then I start to scheme how I'm going to get myself out of this mess. Some of you sound like that might be familiar, maybe not. But greatness among God, he says, verse 8, among the gods, little g, there is none like you, O Lord. Do you believe that? Well, I don't think it was by accident that the Apostle John ended his first epistle with, keep yourself from idols. And we all have them, don't we? We all have them. But here he is saying, there's none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. And again, how true that is, how true that is. Verse 9 is a prophetic thing, all nations. When will that happen? That won't happen till the Lord returns. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord. But that's absolutely, totally prophetic. And shall glorify your name. Oh, that our nation would glorify his name, or that any nation would glorify his name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. So is that really the God I'm worshiping? Does that really fit my description of him? How great is your God? How frequently, instead of leaving things to him that you take to him, do you take it back? How long does it take you to take it back? Well, I gave the Lord 47 minutes to solve that, and he didn't, so I've got to, Hagar, come here. Getting tired of waiting for a child. You know, we got to do something. We got to take this matter into our own hands, right? We can't wait on the Lord any longer. But no, he will do his good work in our lives. And now we continue to exalt him in a way, and this is such a great request. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. That means my way of life is that. Is your way of life walking in his truth? I know you do when you get in trouble, but are you walking in his truth as a way of life? Unite my heart. What a beautiful request that is. Oh, the problem we have with a divided heart. A duplicit heart. At times so close to him and at times so far from him, it seems. Unite my heart, what? To fear your name. You really fear the name of God in the right way? Not that you're afraid of him because he's a mean God, because he's such an awesome God and he loves you so much and he'd never do anything mean to you. Never. May seem to you like it's pretty mean, but it's all correcting. We're in the book of Hebrews right now, and in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the first part of it there, I think there's 7 or 8 verses of talking about our relationship with God, and the word chastise, I think, is used 8 times. Chastise, 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 chastise. Whom he loves, he chastises. That's part of our relationship with him, isn't it? Anybody like chastisement? I don't think so. But he loves us. Unite my heart to fear your name. And then verse 12, I will, here's some I wills in here, I will walk in your way. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. Really? Easy to say. How much of your heart is really praising him all the time? I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. Wow. For great is your mercy toward me. I think this is such a great example in the Psalms, a great example in the Word, of really sensing that when you're alone with him. I don't think you can get that in a group because there's too many distractions and all. Great is your mercy toward me. I'm not talking about a narcissistic, oh, I'm wonderful. No, I'm talking about just how important I am, how important you are to him. He knows everything about you. He's never disappointed in the fact that he didn't know what you were going to do as such a kind of an awkward, not intelligent move. Oh, I know God's so disappointed with me for my sin. Well, he probably is disappointed in a way, but it's not that he's surprised. He knew you were going to do that before the foundation of the world. He died for you because of that, really, because he knew the problems we have and we needed a Savior, need a Savior. Great is your mercy toward me. And then you have delivered my soul from the depth of Sheol. Delivered. Not you will. That's a done deal. That was all done on the cross. By the way, that chastisement example that I mentioned, don't think that God ever punishes you. Chastisement is not a punish in the way we think of punishing, because it's always constructive. The punishment was done on the cross. That's when the punishment was done. You have delivered my soul from the depth of Sheol. Verse 14, O God, the proud have risen against me. Now he's starting to describe his problem. The mob of violent men have sought my life. Now, this says a Psalm of David, so we don't have to kind of speculate on that, but just think about David's life. Think about Saul chasing him all over the country with Saul's whole army after him. I can't even relate to that. I've never even had one FBI agent chasing me, let alone the whole army of them. Or it could be Absalom, too. Absalom had a rebellious group. It could be any number. But anyway, he's talking about, this is his mindset. The proud have risen against me. And so even before we go beyond that statement, that's the same thing you and I face in a smaller matter, don't we? The wicked, evil world out there is against you. It's a proud world. It's a self-centered world. It's a world denying Jesus, as this will say here. The proud have risen against me, a mob of violent men have sought my life and have not set you before them. They're unbelievers totally. That's the enemy here. Have not set you before them. Oh, what a problem this nation is in and the world is in, because that's exactly where we are. We have not set him before ourselves. And the New World Order and all the World Economic Council and all that stuff is totally committed to the opposite, putting man before God. Man before God. I want to be the ruler of this universe. If I can get all the nations to line up, then I'll be the ruler. Well, that's what's going to happen in the Great Tribulation with the Antichrist. It's not going to go very well for him. Or for anybody else either, that matter, during that time. Verse 15, here's a but. Great. But, contrast, in contrast, you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. Oh, my. Does that describe him? Wow. Oh, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. So spend some time on this one, as I say every week, I think, but there are approximately 30 quotations of other scriptures in this psalm. This is just a psalm that kind of fits all of the earmarks, in my opinion. It's in God's will. It's in accordance with his word. And it's about the greatness of God, and it's about the dependence upon God. It's just a great prayer. And by the same time, it doesn't leave you like you feel you're the low offscourings of the world worthless, because you're not, because you've been bought by Him. And you're His treasure, you're His jewels, as we mentioned here in Malachi. You're important to Him, and He's interested from your standpoint in what you're interested in. Isn't that great? So totally different from any other gods you can serve. Whatever god it is you could serve other than Him is the opposite. No interest in you whatsoever. But He is interested in you. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are just overjoyed to know who You are and to know how much You love us. And You've given us the power of prayer. And now, Lord, whether it's supplication or intercession or whatever else, the personal supplication is not necessarily the venue here. But nevertheless, whatever You put on our hearts, Lord, may we pray. And Holy Spirit, help us. We know You will lead us in how to pray. But my problem, Lord, You know, is do I allow You to lead my prayer, or do I allow myself to lead Your prayer in what I want to pray about? Lord, help us to be led by Your Spirit as we pray this morning. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. So let's pray. Father, do want to lift up the Billy Graham crusade going on right now in South Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City. I think it was last night, Saturday night, and will be again Sunday night, and I think it's already Sunday there. So within the coming hours will be the second time, I guess. And so, Lord, we pray for lasting fruit. We do hear about a wave of movement on the other side of the globe now, far more than here, and hearing of it, how strong it is in Malaysia and in Southeast Asia, and of course we know in Iraq and other places as well. So, Lord, that part of the world is more alive than we are, it would seem. We're more decadent here, it seems like. But yet your remnant is everywhere. And so, Lord, I do pray not only that You would protect those ones who are stepping out, I would pray You would spur us to step out who haven't stepped out. Because, Lord, there's millions and millions and millions of Christians, Lord. What are we doing? What are we doing in these last days? And so, Lord, we just pray for a responsiveness as You lead and guide each one, Lord. We thank You for meeting us here this morning, Lord. And we just want to sing another song to You and then close in prayer. So, Lord, lead us now as we will sing of the goodness of God. I love You, Lord. Oh, Your mercy never fails me. And, Lord, we read in verse 3 of this psalm, be merciful to me, O Lord. I cry to You all day long. In verse 5, for You, Lord, are good, the goodness of God, and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all who call upon You. In verse 13, for great is Your mercy toward me. Verse 15, but You, O Lord, are God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering in mercy, abundant in mercy. Verse 16, O turn to me and have mercy on me, O Lord. Verse 17, show me a sign for good. And so, Lord, as we sing this song with a lot of these words in them, may we just praise You and honor You and just draw nearer to You and thank You for blessing this time together, Lord. So the goodness of God is on the notes there, and see if I can find it on here now.
I love You, Lord. Oh, Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in Your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Father, how we praise your name. Lord, thank you for meeting us here this morning. And Lord, I know that your ears are perking up and listening as you would sing us singing together and praying together. And I just pray that we would stay close to you. And Lord, you would find us singing of your goodness. Oh, may we reflect that to the world around us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.